Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Horios. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Hei. So we already said that there's no parak Levi Shel Tzibur nor any parak Kohen Mashiach on an Aveira that normally is Mechayev Karban Olav Yored rather than Chatas Kavua. So Ein Chayev Nal Shmias HaKol. You're not going to be Chayev to bring a parak Levi Shel Tzibur, parak Kohen Mashiach, about Shmias HaKol, which is that someone takes a Shavua Sheker and that he doesn't know about Eidos of a particular thing, and he actually did know about the Eidos Val Bitois Fasayim, or what we call a Shavuos Bitoi, that someone says, I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do that, and then he doesn't do it. You know, he violates that Shavuos. That's normally a Karbon Olav Yored. Val Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav, or about Tuma, relating to the Beis HaMikdash, or Kachim, that a person eats Kachim while he's in a state of Tuma, or enters the Beis HaMikdash while he's in a state of Tuma. All of those things are Karbon Olav Yored types of Averos. Vanasi Keyotze Behem, and a Nasi, meaning the special carbon that Melech brings, is similar to those other things, that he doesn't bring the special carbon chatos that a Nasi brings, that a Melech brings, if it's an Aveira that's subject to a carbon olav yored, and not an Aveira that's subject to a carbon chatos, to Rabbi Yosei Glili. That's Rabbi Yosei Glili's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, HaNasi Chayiv B'kulin Chutz Min Shmias HaKol. The Nasi is Chayiv in all of these things, except for the case of Shavuos HaEidos, except for a case of Shmias HaKol. Shah Melech Lo Don V'lo Don In So, lo meid v'lo meidin oso, because a melech is not subject to eidos. You can't be made against him, and he can never be made to be an aid. And therefore, there is no such thing as shvos eidos when it comes to a melech. And that's why he's not subject to his special karban when it comes to shvos eidos. Mishnah Vav. Kol mitzvah shabtor shechiven al zon kareis al shigas and chatos. All averes in the Torah that carry with it a penalty of kareis if you do b'mezid and chatos if you do b'shogeg, hayachin maybe kispa seira. If a regular person does that avera b'shogeg, he brings a chatos, and a chatos is either a kisva or a seira. V'hanasi, and a king who violates that avera sa'ir, can only bring a sa'ir. U'mashiach who based in mevi'in par. And if a kohen Mashiach violates that aveira based on his erroneous psak, or a beisdin has the tzibur violate the aveira based on their erroneous psak, so then they bring a par ubavod zara. And if it happens to be an avod zara related issue, hayachin hanasi b'mashiach mevi'in si'ira, the regular individual, the melech, and the kohen Mashiach brings a si'ira ubeisdin par v'sa'ir, and beisdin would have to bring both a par and a sa'ir, par liola v'sa'ir l'cha. A par as a carbon olah and a sa'ir as a carbon chatos. Let's review what we learned today. So in Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey, we said that anything that normally is chayv carbon olah v'yored, like Shavuos HaEidos and Shavuos Bitoy and Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, you wouldn't have the par kohen Mashiach, nor the par olam davar shel tzibur, nor the special carbon that a melech brings when he does an avera. Rabbi Akiva says, no, a melech would still be chayv his special carbon when he does an avera for all these things, except for Shavuos HaEidos, because a melech is lo meid v'lo meidin oso. And then lost the place. And then we learned in Mishnah Vav that what the particular carbon was for each of the people, meaning that whenever it's something that's kareis b'mezid and chatos if you do b'shogeg, so an individual brings a kisba or a si'ira, a melech brings dafka si'ir, a kohen mashiach, and a beisdin brings dafka a par, and if it happens to be an avod zara related issue, a regular person, a melech or the kohen mashiach, brings a si'ira, and beisdin has to bring both a par for an ola and a see ear for a chatos. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin.